Chalk Chat Freestyle for August 9th, 2015. Dog Days of Podcasting Season 4, Episode 6. Hello and welcome to Freestyle, an audio diary of my life. This is part of the Dog Days of Podcasting, dogdaysofpodcasting.com, a challenge for podcasters to create a show every day for the month of August. For 30 days, and then we get together at Dragon Con and go, woohoo! And I want to thank Dave Slusher for the two promos. He did one for his own show, because our show, Technorama, likes to drop in a promo, and we are thin on supply, shall we say. So any new promos, if you are a Dog Days podcaster listening to this, consider reaching out to me, chuck@chuckchat.com. I would love to play your promo on Technorama, because I endorse and appreciate all of the shows that are in this challenge. So send it along, let me know where I can find it, either attach it as an attachment, or send me a link where I can download it. And I will do the same. If you want to find out, if you want to find promos for Technorama, you can go to www.chuckchat.com, click on Technorama, and one of those drop-down menus at the top says promos. And we've got like 8 or 9 of them that people seem to enjoy. So enough of that. Thanks, Dave, for the promos. Good news, I mentioned Sense 8. I think that was one of the first two shows that I did as a review. Official news yesterday on the news feeds is that it will be renewed for a second season. Always happy to see that. Enjoyed it very much. Hope they can capture that same lightning in a bottle for the second season as they did for the first. That's nice about this show is it's daily, so if I have some news that's timely, I can drop it in. And unlike Technorama, where the immediacy may be lost, and I have to be very careful about what news stories I do on that. Let's move along quickly at 2:15. Get into the topic of the day. The movie this week is The Imitation Game. This is a story about Alan Turing, very famous computer scientist. Using computers to crack the German Enigma code. And also, if you did not know, he was a homosexual. And they brought that out in the movie. Not at first, but they did discover this, and this was kind of the downfall of his career. I don't know how true to fact this is, because I don't have anything to compare it to, but I found it entertaining. Benedict Cumberbatch is the lead role in this, and that man is very flexible. He does a great job in whatever role he has. I've seen him in a number of things, including Star Trek Into Darkness. Say what you will about the movie, I thought he did a pretty decent job in his role. Obviously Sherlock, which, did I talk about that? I didn't talk about that. That's on my list, so that'll be coming up. And yeah, he did The Imitation Game. I liked it. We'll make this quick. On a scale of 1 to 10, 1 being I couldn't hold my food down, and 10 being I couldn't hit the pause button or take a bio break, I'd give this a solid 8. It was good. It was entertaining. Obviously, it had the nerd factor of being about early computers, and yeah, it was enjoyable. I'm not going to rate it a 9 or a 10 because it wasn't that riveting. I wouldn't go out and buy the DVD as soon as it came out. But I did enjoy it. So I'm going to do the same favor that everybody else is doing today. Keep it short and...
There's that music again. That means that's all for this time. So let me tell you how to get in touch with me if you're so inclined. My podcasts are at chuckchat.com, where they've been since 2004. More general information about me is at Chuck Tomasi. I assume you can spell Chuck, right? But Tomasi is T-O-M-A-S-I, and there you'll find links to Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, books, career notes, and all that stuff. Some shows are recorded in the Binary Studio in sunny Phoenix, Arizona, and the rest are recorded on my phone using Boss Jock. I'm sure you can tell the difference just by listening. This show is part of the Dog Days of Podcasting, a challenge for podcasters to make a podcast a day for 30 days about this time each year, August. Thanks to my friend and coworker Craig Stepp for coming up with the idea in 2012. For more information about the Dog Days of Podcasting, head over to dogdaysofpodcasting.com. Thank you for listening, and I give you a binary high five. 101.